I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
This week, we're talking about the things we think are super, including turkey season, water quality, hope for Lake Apopka, composting, and more. Plus, a new war movie, new shoes, conservation is a convenience shirts, and spraying. All that and more right now.
What's new, Travis?
Back on the fishing grind, Nate.
Fishing it up, huh?
Fishing it up. Living the dream. Have you ever made an oil pump out of a dip net handle? I'm going to give you the highlights of my
fishing. An oil pump out of a dip net handle. No, I don't think I've ever done that before.
Yeah, my oil pump went out on a trip last week, and so I had to basically create a straw, and I didn't have a straw in the boat because hashtag conservation. And so I ended up cutting a PVC dip net handle and making a improvised straw out of that so I could get oil into my reservoir. Let's see. Thermostat went out on the truck. Fishing has been incredible, you guys. Be a guide, they said. It'll be a lot of fun, they said. But seriously, the fishing has...
Starting strong.
The fishing has been really good. It's been... I will say, if you're a summer snook guy, it's been slow, but steady. So we're not like... You know, every cast a fish, but if you're patient on casts and leave your baits out there long enough, you will get a fish. So, you know, you're talking 10, 15 minutes between fish. So steady days, we're getting a lot of fish. Haven't put any big ones in the boat lately. Did have a overslot break off the other day. So they're around. We sight fished a bunch of fish this past week. So that was pretty cool. So back in the, there you go. Y'all yell that we don't ever talk about fishing. I just talked about fishing. Get off me.
Guess what? It's fishing season. So
fishing
time to go.
Season. What is new with you, Nate? Nathan Paul Henderson, the first.
Can we talk about, like, I haven't done a weather update in a while. So
thank you so much for this. Yes.
Hey, I'm going to give the people what they want,
Can you give us some weather updates, please?
The weather this past weekend has been unbelievable. I was able to get so much done. I was able to get outside because up here in Georgia, it's been raining nonstop for like years and years. And so it was finally like sunny and dry, and I was able, we cleaned out our shed this weekend and like got it ready to move all my hunting finalia in there.
Decoy, is it going to be
you mean everything you own?
Is it a he shed?
Yeah, basically.
Are you moving into the shed?
And yes, that is where my bedroom will be. Along with my tree stand and my a few other things going in there. But no, but it was just, the weather was great. And plus daylight savings time. Now that we have, it's you know, we're recording this at 6:41 and it's still sunlight outside. And
glorious.
I'm all about it. So
I'm all about,
I'm into it.
Daylight savings time on this Sunday evening when we're recording it. I am not all about it at 7:30 in the morning when it's like, where did I just miss school? Like, waking up in a just like a stupor of what just happened to me. Did someone get the number of that train?
Yeah, right.
Huge update. Huge update for the show. Kaylee Grease Henderson is here.
Hello.
Kaylee Grease, what's new with you?
Well, Travis told me to say what's new is I'm here, I'm alive, and I'm single.
There you go.
So
everything you need to know about Kaylee.
That's it. That's all there is to me.
We just invented the world's newest profession. For those that are not longtime listeners, Kaylee is Nate's little sister. So thereby de facto my little sister, and she sits in periodically and has no clue what she's talking about.
Yeah, I just,
relevant to this show.
I mean,
you know a lot of things about a lot of things.
I think she's a pretty valued listener, so she's learned a lot from us. Like,
but she's talking, not listening in this instance, so her value is lessened.
I feel like the people have learned from me, okay?
They have. They have. Most requested guest of all time, Kaylee Henderson.
Thanks.
There you go. How's that? Emily, what is new with you? Full house tonight.
I am really, I don't really have a lot going on.
No.
I'll tell you, the group on the Facebook group has been keeping me busy, keeping me entertained, keeping me hungry, quite honestly.
Literally.
Because the food posts this week have been out of control.
Seriously, though.
But if you're not a part of our group, it's Cast Ampersand Blast Florida, the group. That's a little and symbol. That's, if you don't know what that
how
is.
How delightful is that group?
It's delightful. I can't keep up with all the posts, though.
It's a lot. It's the anything. Here's what I told someone the other day. Like, we're in a group for Brittany Spaniels because we have Brittany's. We're in a group for another podcast. We're in a group for, like, we're in groups for, like, fishing or hunting or whatever. Everybody listening to this is in a million groups. This is, like, the nexus of all that. Because like you'll see a funny meme about beer or about something that you can't share, like in your Britney Spaniel group or in your duck hunting group. This is the group. Mm-hmm. Like this is the group
anything
where like
anything goes.
Almost anything.
We have had posts about, well, Nate just posted a really nostalgic one about peeling an orange with your pocket knife, which I loved. We had one pretty viral post this week about testicles.
Yes, about bull
animal
testicles.
Testicles, mm-hmm. Although the thread, you know, went everywhere.
It took
think
a dark turn.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I didn't read the comments on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's probably safe.
Yeah.
Safe,
I just
safer
kept scrolling from that one.
We have
the ketchup and mac and cheese one.
Yep, ketchup, mac and cheese. Ugh. We have listeners traveling in Europe who are sending pictures of food to the group.
Yep.
It's really, it's just.
Then there's honestly occasionally like duck stamps and conservation and.
Occasionally we do get something,
you know,
outdoorsy.
Mix that in occasionally, a picture or a photo or whatnot.
We had a really great post from you this morning.
But they don't know it was this morning because they may be listening to this on Tuesday.
We had a really great post from you the other day.
I'm totally leaving that in.
About like a Popka and.
Spoiler alert, we're not talking about that yet.
Shh.
Non sequitur.
I'll show myself out.
Let's
we're
see.
On the what's new section.
No, it's not. I'm looking at the list. It's not.
There's a line.
So I danced with an old lady last week.
We did. Okay, before we get into the meat of the show, we went to a bar on Saturday. And it's our new Saturday thing. We take Gilly on a 3-hour vacation to a bar and let her day drink and listen to bands.
That's delightful.
And there was an 87-year-old woman there dancing. And Gilly on the way out stops. Will and I were walking past the old lady dancing. And Will and she, all of a sudden, Will and I realized that she's no longer with us. And she's dancing, like cutting a rug with this old lady. And this old lady is working it. Like I'm worried she's going to hurt Gilly how she's dancing. She's going to hurt him. I don't know if I should call you Gilly on the show, but I'm doing it now. Anyway. It was super sad to me, A, because we did not have our phones ready to commemorate this for all of you, the people of America, and also Canada and other places. But also, it was super sad to me. We're walking away, and Gilly's like, I made up my mind before we left our table we were going to do that.
She'd been planning for an
she
hour.
She planned her spontaneity. This is what we're dealing with.
She's so spontaneous. She thought about it for a full hour before.
I'm like, that old lady's having more fun than me. Should I go dance with her?
And you did. So we will try to capture that if it ever occurs again, which, God, please let that occur again. It was so freaking awesome.
I'm going to pray about that before I go to sleep tonight.
anything else? What else, Nate?
You're getting some shade thrown at you on the Facebooks
shade?
From some people who are stupid, and I'm freaking tired of them, and I just want them all just to go away.
Did you see Nate waded in?
I did, and I totally agree with you, Nate. Like, I want them all to go away, too, because... Like, it doesn't matter. First of all.
We're talking about the anti-spray post, right?
Yes. First of all, whatever words you lob at somebody from behind your keyboard still hurt people. So stop being such a jerk. It's worse when someone does it to your spouse because, like,
right.
I can't go be like, don't you talk to my husband that way. I'll fight you. Like, that's stupid.
Would you fight them for me?
Yes.
You would?
Absolutely,
that
I
means
would.
A lot,
oh,
yeah,
we'd all
it.
Post up. We'd all post up yeah. and be like... It'd be over real quick, I promise you.
Was this on your personal
yes.
Facebook? Okay. I think I saw some of that, but I didn't really like read
yes.
everything.
There was some there were some
How's that
Go ahead.
How's that big chemical money going, man?
Yeah, I
can
wish
you,
I could
figure spread
out
the wealth
where that,
a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know where that's have you seen the big chemical money?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't. I haven't seen any big money from anyone.
Someone said you were getting big money?
We were getting kickbacks because
he
we
must
were,
be getting paid by the spray companies because he's defending logic and science.
That's where we're at.
I'm here to tell you as a lifelong friend of Travis Thompson, there's no big money.
Thank you, Kaylee, for not saying that he's ethical and moral and would take the high road, but saying there's just no evidence of money.
There's just no money. There's no money anywhere.
I mean, he's great and wonderful and all blah, but there's no big money.
Yeah. Okay. Well said, Kaylee. Appreciate you.
Big brain, big heart, no big money.
No. I knew that it had gotten serious when Nate weighed in on that post. Like
Nate's
for Nate,
well, people were talking about. Well, people were talking about how you were being a jerk to people, and I'm like, no, I read the post. He's not being a jerk.
He's only
and
a jerk to his friends.
The guy was complaining about one little phrase, and I'm like, bro, if you're complaining about that phrase, you need to get off Facebook right now because there is some coming your way that you have no idea about.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's what you're worried about, then get off the internet, because just don't read any further. Just leave, because that's about as good as it gets.
Before we move on, did you see the new video that was released about...
I didn't watch it because I didn't want to lose brain cells.
It is garbage. Again, it's so clearly... I recommend you watch it just so you can see how one-sided this is, because it's so absurd. It's like the video opens with them spraying a private pond, which I have questions about. That's a valid question. Why are they spraying a private pond? But sure. Then in the next video, they come back the next day with sheriff's officers on the boat holding AR-15s and spray the pond again. And I'm just thinking, some stuff transpired off camera that we did not see for it to escalate to that point. Like maybe we should go ahead and call Citrus County Sheriff and ask them for the other side of it. And again, we keep jumping up and down on FWC. And I say we, meaning the public, jumps up and down on FWC. FWC is a permitting agency in this, guys. This is a serious part of this conversation that gets missed a lot. FWC is a permitting agency. So they issue the permit often to municipalities. We live in Winter Haven. They issue permits to the city of Winter Haven to spray lakes. So there's certain things FWC will do. There's certain things city of Winter Haven will do. How do you know this was FWC doing it and not just they were the issuing agency on it? I just, it's so disappointing to me that we won't make the second phone call or the first phone call in a lot of these cases.
Right.
Like, we got to be better than that in those conversations. We have Emily, would you like to tell everyone what we've titled this episode? You thought of it. Do you not remember?
Oh, we are calling this episode Super Tuesday.
And what did you tell me you wanted to draft when you decided to call it Super Tuesday just for the ratings?
Things that are super.
And what did you say you were going to draft first? Do you remember?
No.
In classic Emily fashion, you were going to draft soups.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Soups.
I was like, I'll just tell everyone I misunderstood it, and my very first draft pick is French onion.
Which would be a terrible soup to pick.
No, people only eat the French onion for the cheese on top.
Thank you. That's the only part of the
loaded
French
baked
onion.
Potato.
What else are you eating? Yeah, baked potato, broccoli, cheddar.
Chili?
Yep.
Chili?
With beans?
Yep.
Is chili a soup or is it...
Clam chowder.
Or is it its own category?
No,
it's
its
own.
Soup. It's a soup.
Right? Because you got like white chicken chili, you got regular chili, you got venison chili, you got...
Ooh, I want chili now. Is it too
warm? It's too hot for chili, man.
Yeah.
It's never too hot for chili.
The ship has sailed on the chili season, y'all. Before we get into the main segment of Super Tuesday, which is basically, can I just reveal this to you guys? It's basically just keeps. We're just doing all keeps.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Because all those things are super, right? That was your idea.
Yep.
Okay. They can't hear you nod your head on the radio. Before I get into that, we do need to pay a bill. And the way we pay bills is we talk about our good friend Fletcher Hallett, Hallett Insurance. It's tax return time, y'all. So you got all your tax money rolling in. Like, I know all y'all are rolling around in tax dollars.
I'm getting money back this year.
Listen to Kaylee just set up. She's got $68 and she's ready to spend it. So you got that money coming in. You're going to have a little more month at the end of the money, right? Why not call Fletcher and shop your rates, your home insurance rates, your boat insurance rates, like all maybe your boat shopping now that you got your down payment ready. Mm. Like, I'm folding this all in together, right? You're picking up what I'm putting down. You're going to buy a house. You're going to buy a boat. You're going to buy a car.
Interest rates have never been lower, children. The coronavirus has ruined the economy and interest rates have never been better. Now is a great time to refinance, buy a house, or maybe shop insurance quotes with Fletcher Hallett.
904-315-5812.
Wash your hands and don't touch your face.
Yeah, the beauty of Fletcher is you... I don't even know if we could air this ad anymore. You will not get coronavirus from shopping your insurance rates. There you go.
You don't even have to leave your house. Just call.
904-315-5812. You can call or text. Fletcher's a great guy. F. Hallett at HallettInns.com. That's Hallett, INS.com. How do you spell Hallett? Kaylee, are you going to join her?
Oh.
Double the L's and double the T's. Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably be Fletcher's last week with us.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you're gonna get a phone call and be like, okay, I think we've run its course.
It's not me. It's definitely y'all.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Mick Ultra.
and spraying.
Okay, so let's talk about stuff. So basically, what are our Super Tuesday things? So we're gonna go round robin. We've got four of us here. So we've each got a couple of things that we want to just tell you guys about that we love, that we're excited about. So this is going to be a super positive episode, right, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Sure. Break I'll go first. Ice? My first Super Tuesday item is that turkey season is like here now, present. Like we're right there. Just hold on for just another week. And we're here. We're there. It's upon us.
How pumped are you?
That's my Super Tuesday item.
How pumped are you about this?
I'm like monumentally pumped.
Have you been scouting locations in Georgia?
I have a few places in mind. Yes.
You're not going in cold like you did last year? If I remember correctly, you went in cold last year. You picked a place off Google Maps and had turkeys running at you over the hill.
Yes, that is true. That is what happened. This year, our opening weekend, we're going to have a like a Georgia BHA board member meeting at a private place down in South Georgia with one of our board member zones. So that'll be like opening weekend.
Nice.
And then I'll try to pick a few places throughout the season to hit, hopefully hunt a few different times. So
this weekend
I'm looking forward to it. I'm pumped.
This weekend is our youth weekend. So Will, formerly of the 2 Minute Will fame, is pretty pumped about that. He's ready to roll. He's ready to put a turkey down after last year's swing and miss. So
right.
There's already a blind erected. There are gobblers located. Let's just hope it all holds out. Why are y'all shaking your heads at me?
You said erected. I don't love that.
So he is
good
ready.
Night.
He is ready to roll Saturday morning. I really hope there's a thunder chicken picture.
A what?
A thunder chicken. They call them thunder chickens.
That's what I thought you said. Just had a stroke.
Thunder chicken.
Yeah.
Thunder chicken.
What else do they call? I mean, they call them thunder chickens. They call
turkeys thunder chickens?
Yeah, because they gobble.
Thunder chickens.
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Sound like thunder?
Because it's thunder.
Yeah, when they gobble and it like erupts in the whole forest, everyone gets excited about it. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, this is about to go down right here.
It's like thunder. It's like thunder echoing through the woods.
Lightning and the thunder, thunder.
Yeah, that's what it's like. That's exactly what it's like turkey hunting. Any other questions on turkey season, y'all?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay, excellent. Kaylee, what is on your Super Tuesday list?
The Conservation Isn't Convenient t-shirts are in and ready to ship.
And they're fire.
They look really good, guys.
They're
really,
really
good.
I'm going to drop one on you. They're really trill. How about that?
What?
They're trill. You can't say something's trill?
I don't even know what that means.
Trill means cool. It's super trill.
In like 1975?
No.
Is it Streets Ahead?
Like you're
what? Are you just making up words?
No, it's trill. It's truly dope. Those shirts are
dope. You looking up trill, Nate, to see if it's actually a word?
No, Nate is texting.
Urban no.
Nate
no,
is on Uber Eats right now.
Are you looking at pictures of thunder chickens?
Okay, well, if anyone knows what trill means, sure. The shirts are trill.
Dude, those shirts are legit.
No, they look really good.
They are super. Emily, would you like to comment on how sexy I looked wearing one of the shirts yesterday?
I will say that we did a great job picking the brand and the, like, the, what do
the
they
fabric.
Call it? The
fabric. Yeah, it's really soft.
The blend of the mm-hmm. shirt, because it's like the soft one, but it's not drapey. So like if you have moobs, it doesn't show them, but like it's got a really nice, like
oh, that's good
to it. Yeah,
and it's that dark gray color that looks good on everyone.
Dark blue.
Yeah,
it's like a dark blue,
bluish,
like
grayish.
Blue. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And the logo turned out so good on it. Ooh, it's so good. And we only posted that in the group, right?
Yeah. No, I posted on Cash them on social media too.
Okay.
So it's super.
It's super
cool. What is on your Super Tuesday list? Should we say everything super? Like Captain Awesome on Chuck used to do. Like everything was awesome. We should just say everything super. That's super.
So I got some new workout shoes.
Really?
And
we're going workout shoes right here.
I'm the pickiest of the picky. But I got this new brand called OnCloud. It's probably not new. It's just new to me. Have you guys heard of it?
I feel like I have, but maybe not. I don't know. It might be because I just read it on this email.
Oh, it's like a running shoe. But I don't run, but I cross train. But anyways, I've like twisted my ankle last year and it messed me all up. But I got these shoes and they're like super stable. And I love them a lot. So if anybody needs new workout shoes, maybe you're finally ready to start that New Year's resolution in April.
It's March.
Or March. Is it only March?
It's only March. Yeah.
I need to be excused from this exercise today. Anyways, they're a great brand. I really like them.
Yeah, I like them so much that I'm thinking about stealing a pair or buying a pair.
The brand is OnCloud?
I can't
on
steal
cloud.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't steal yours. That's what I was thinking about
they're
saying.
Right over
I'm
there.
Not stealing them from a store.
They're all black, which thief. I really love.
Yeah, they're cute.
I had a hard time finding like Asics or anything like that. They were all black that I liked, but these are cool.
I'm giving her a little time to break them in, see if she really loves them. And she has. I mean, you've had them about a month now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
they're trill, as the kids say.
That's what people are saying these days, trill. I want to give my first Super Tuesday thing. Those are super, babe. The shoes.
Thanks, babe.
They're super. My first Super Tuesday thing is, anecdotally, the water quality I'm seeing coastally. Like, the water is righteous right now, y'all. Like, it's clear. It's like
it's
fishing
pretty,
huh? Gin. Yeah, like, it's got the right colors. You know what I mean by that? Like
yeah, like the greens and the blues and the browns and the sandy-looking color. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It reflects the color of the bottom.
Right. It's the water looks righteous. I've got high hopes going into this year. You know, we talk a lot about water quality and impacts on water quality and things like that and development and nutrient loads and yada, 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 red tide and all this stuff. I'm hopeful it all just, you know, Mother Nature writes herself and she gives us a dry year again so we don't have as much runoff. I'm hopeful we can just kind of stave off some discharges again. And the water quality, particularly in Charlotte Harbor, is just, it looks really good for me right now. So we're fishing the upper harbor quite a bit. And I was like, dude, Nate, I wish Nate could see this. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I wish Nate could see this. Cause we're going to be there for a weekend coming up here soon.
That's right. In April. Yep.
So I was pretty pumped about that for you.
Didn't your clients catch a, what do they call it? What kind of slam is it?
Yeah. I had several clients catch slams last week.
It's a certain kind of slam.
Trout, redfish, snook.
Inshore slam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like a big deal, I think, for catching that in that area with the water quality issues that we've had. That was good news.
Yeah. No, it's especially this time of year, the spring bite's
for sure,
on.
Yeah.
When a front goes past, you give it a few days to turn back on and it's right on. So I'm pretty pumped about that. I'm as pumped about that as I am turkey hunting, turkey season. Because, you know, I'm kind of a casual turkey hunter.
Right.
I like to go with my dad a little bit because it's his thing. But I'm not in love with turkey hunter.
You keep your Thunder Chicken relationship cash.
I do. I'm super cash on the Thunder Chickens, as the kids say. Nate, what do you have now? What is next on your list?
So, Catherine and I have found this really cool company called Compost Now. And I'm not sure if it's everywhere. I don't know if they're nationwide or not, but there's probably some companies near you that might do this. But every week they give you a bucket, and you can compost anything like vegetables, like if you chop vegetables or whatever, like the ends or leftover food or spoiled food or even like paper towels and napkins, and you can compost anything. And you just set it outside your door, and every Friday they pick it up.
Okay.
And you have access to the organic compost soil that they have.
Cool.
So you can like go in, like you can say, I need some soil for, I'm doing this raised bed garden or I'm doing some flower beds or whatever. And so you can like go get your own soil, right? That you composted technically. But it's really cool. And it's cut our trash production down
exponentially,
you know, like in half basically. Yeah. And, it's a really cool thing. So if you look in, like, if, I don't know if it's this company, it's called Compost Now. You can look that up if it's in your area. But there's probably some other companies doing the same thing. But it's just a really cool, really cool thing. And, I want to do a garden next year sometime. So for me to have access to like really nice, good composts, will be a great, you know, will be awesome for the garden. So,
essentially, instead of there being a compost pile in your yard, you're giving
right.
your compostable materials to someone who's making a giant compost pile that you can then go get
right.
buckets of, right?
Like community
yeah,
composting.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
smart.
Yeah, exactly. So, really into it, you know, it cuts down on our waste production too, you know, so we're not filling up landfills. We're, you know, using this food waste stuff to be reused, and which is really cool. So
I'm down
look
with
it
that.
Up if it's in your area, go for it. I think it's like $30 a month, but if you use the soil, it pays for itself, you know, so
right.
So yeah, no, that's cool. It's
Haley,
really cool.
Does your dad compost? Nate, that's also your dad, but I don't know if you know if he composts or not.
Well, yeah, used to.
He was,
used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
when
he was trying to.
His garden was really thriving, but
right.
it's
so
been
probably
a little
year,
neglected lately.
Next year, he'll probably get back in the composting game.
Yeah.
Did he do his own compost pile?
Yeah.
y'all have the property and stuff. For someone like in an urban environment like Nate is, this is way easier than having your own compost pile.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's really cool, man. That's super.
Super Nate.
I felt like it was super. Yeah.
All right, Kaylee Grace, go.
Very important announcement, everyone. Conversations episodes are starting back this week. It's been a minute, but we're coming back.
We're coming back with a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Can I tell y'all something I did? I felt a little bit guilty. The first season of Conversations, we did 10 episodes, and we had one female conversation. So I've been pretty intentional this go-round. Like, I'm trying to get more women in conservation on, and I think we've done a good job balancing it.
Good.
So I'm really excited about season two. Like, it's going to be...
Well, how many?
How many what?
How many women so far?
I think of the 10 conversations I've got either recorded or scheduled, 4 or 5 of them are women.
That's good.
That's freaking awesome.
Nice.
And hard to do in our industry.
It's really hard to do. Like, I would be tickled if I could get a third of them to be women in our industry. But it's just, these are also not like token conversations either. These are legit. These people know what they're talking about. They're man, I'm just... Spoiler alert, I've got Gabrielle Hoffman coming back, who I was on Gabby's show a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
District of Conservation. And we had a great conversation, man. We talk a little bit about podcasting, about conservation, about politics, about everything under the sun. I've got an interview coming with Matt Pierce, the head of Florida Cattlemen's Association. I've got one coming with some folks from FWC. Like, it's just, I'm really, really happy with the direction this is going. And season two is going to be... Like, I thought season one was great. Season two is going to be just, I'm really proud of what we got so far. So, y'all hang in there. It's coming out this Thursday. Will be episode one of season two. So, thank you. That was a good tease. What do you got next, Emily? Levita?
So, if you're in the Cast and Blast Florida, the group on Facebook, Travis shared an article.
We'll put it in the show notes too.
And it was such a great read. It's on the Orlando Sentinel, and it's called "Latest Lake Apopka Cleanup Plan Could Be a Magic Bullet." And you should really read it if you care. If you live in Florida and you care about water quality, but I can't break it all down on this podcast. But essentially, there's a company that's backed by some sponsors in another state, and they want to remove some of the nutrient load from the lake using almost like a wastewater treatment plan. Infrastructure to do it. So they would run it through the lake and remove chemicals. What is it? Is it mostly like phosphorus?
Yeah.
Phosphorus,
so this is targeting phosphorus.
Right. And so then they would like go put that in a place where it's needed.
Like a farm.
Right. And then the lake would be cleaner and the levels would level out. So it's just really exciting. This is, I think, an innovative approach.
Yeah.
And...
There was a similar project proposed on Lake Hancock to this a few years back, and it never got off the ground because,
well, money, right? Everything comes back to money.
But yeah. So,
they want this article talked about how this company is going to get paid X amount of dollars per pound of phosphorus that gets removed, and it's super reasonable. I think.
I think it was $115 a pound, which another way you can remove phosphorus, and this is something I talk about with Mr. Pierce when we do the Florida Cattlemen's interview, is like when you graze cattle on a pasture. Cattle is actually an export of nutrients because they eat the nutrients and then you ship the cows away. So they're no longer here. So you're actually taking it. So one of the ways they get phosphorus out of Lake Apopka is they net gizzard shad, which is kind of I'll say it's a trash fish for the lack of this, for this conversation, it's a trash fish. And so they'll net those and remove them from the system, and they're exporting phosphorus from the system. But that cost, I think they said $78 a pound. This cost $115 a pound of phosphorus removed. And the last quote they got to do something like this was $1,000 a pound. So this is way more in the realm of reasonable. We've talked about this offline, and both of us have some skepticism, like who's behind this. It's a little altruistic.
Yeah,
What's
it's like a group of investors in Minnesota. Is that right?
Right.
You guys know I don't do states very well, but it is Minnesota. And we were like,
point to Minnesota on a map, please.
She can't.
I can't. But I really want to go dig into it a little bit and like find out what's the investment group, who's on it, what's their advisory board like.
Yeah, what's the backstory? Like
chase
what threads
this money
are,
a little bit.
What threads are attached?
Why would a bunch of people from Minnesota care what's going on in a lake in Florida? It's just really kind of weird.
But we've talked, and I don't know if I've ever said this publicly, I think it's a dicey conversation to get into. I think industry could save If you could figure out an industry for like hyacinth, let's say, I think you would see invasive plants go way down on the landscape. Although I also worry about the other side. Then do we manage to have that industry always existing? So I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what the long-term play is here. I don't understand it well enough. I did think there was some good dialogue in our group about it. Like, we had a PhD guy from UCF in there weighing in on it. We had some duck hunters and folks that are pretty informed on it weighing in on it. So obviously I don't think they're magic bullets. I think everything wants to think it's a magic bullet. I didn't like the headline like that, but I thought it was definitely worth a read, and I'm hopeful about it.
Yeah, no, it's super interesting, and I'm going to be watching that pretty closely just to see how it works and if it does work and if it is scalable to a lake like Okeechobee or Kissimmee or Istipoga, right? Or, you know, I'm super interested. It's super interesting. Yeah, so go read the article if you get a chance.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes. My next thing is just a fact that I learned over the last couple of months that I haven't shared. It was on my list to keep, and I just haven't ever had an opportunity to work it into a show. And I was talking to different biologists, and they put this together for me and then explained to me why it matters. And I just thought it was fascinating. So I've told like three people this, and I'm dropping this bomb. Like, this is like when you learn a new word and you got to work it into a conversation. So the canvasback duck, his scientific name is Aethia vaccinaria. Okay. You with me so far?
We are.
Eelgrass. The scientific name for eelgrass is Vaccinaria americana. And the reason the canvasback's name is got Vaccinaria in it is because that is their primary food, and they will seek that out over anything else. Isn't that fascinating? I love stuff like that.
Yep.
So we talk about hydrilla all the time in Florida and stuff. And I'm learning more and more about the other aquatic plants that are out there and stuff. And you know what eelgrass is. It's something you kind of always have seen in Florida, but you don't see it the way you used to. And it's not, but the density of eelgrass, if canvasbacks can find it in a certain density, they will, that is their food source. That's what they're looking for. They want it. So super cool. And I think wild celery is an eelgrass. It's a vaccinaria. Like there's several plants in that family, but I just think that stuff's fascinating. So there you go.
No, that's awesome.
It's super.
It is super. And it's a more, you know, type thing, right? That was really artsy there, Kaylee.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Nate, what else have you got?
This Friday, March the
13th. Friday the 13th. Spooky.
Friday the 13th at Grove Roots Brewing Company at 7:30, whenever you can get there. We are having a Class and Blast FL meetup.
Hang on.
I will be there.
IRL.
IRL, in real life.
If you've ever wanted to hang out with Nathan.
And this his is fiance.
And the official fiance of the show.
The official fiance of the show will also be there. Correct.
So she's on a clock, right? Like, she's only the official fiance of the show for a few more months. So if you want to be able to say you knew her when, this is your opportunity.
Yeah, if you have plans on Friday night already, cancel them, because I can guarantee they aren't as important as this.
As meeting Nate and the official fiance of the show.
And just hanging out with all of us. We're all going to be there. My little brother's going to be there, too.
Kaylee's going to be there.
Yes, I'm going to be there. I'm usually there on
Emily,
a Friday
are you going to be there?
I will.
She'll be there.
I'll be there, but I'll be a little bit late.
Yeah.
Is it also a full moon, though?
I think the full moon is this week. Yes.
So it could get weird. Things will get weird. You don't want to miss it.
I don't like the way that sounds. Anyway, nothing is formally planned. We're just going to be there. So if you like, I love it when you guys came to the live show. I want you to come to our next live show. Like, please come to that and support us, and it'll be a hangout too. But this is way more informal. There is no agenda. There is no thing. So if you want to sit down with Nate and say, dude, what are you doing for turkey season? Or you want to say, what kind of beer are you drinking? Or you want to say, Catherine, is he the one? Like, any of those things can take place at Grove Roots on Friday
night. They have really good beer. They have wine. They have sodas.
There's a food truck.
There's always a food truck, and there's always live music. So it's just very chill. Super fun.
If the weather's nice, we'll be outside.
Yeah. So we're just going to be there. Show up or don't, but seriously show up.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm coming back. I'll be in Louisiana that morning catching redfish.
Right. Right.
And then I am flying home, so I'll make it to Grove Roots. I should be there by 7. That is my intended goal, is to be there by 7.
Nice.
So I'm going to push the limits to make sure I'm there. Anyway, pumped about that. Emily, because Nate just stole Kaylee's. What do you have? You have one more.
Yeah, this is my last thing, and this is kind of left over from the holidays, but I feel like I talked about this on the show one time, so sorry if this is a repeat, but it literally changed my entire house. I got these Bambo.
Was that Bambi's brother?
Yeah, his twin.
Deer hunting.
Nobody survived.
SEO.
I got these bamboo charcoal air purifying bags. The brand is Cooler Things with a K.
Is that what was hanging in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I was like, why is there a bean bag in here?
But really, yeah, it feels like a bean bag. And it's basically this bag, like this porous bag full of charcoal. And you can set them in your house. And I swear to you, they absorb smells. So like we had in our laundry room where we feed the dogs, it smelled like we have one dog that has to eat canned food for a variety of reasons. And it smells like that dog food in there. And I cannot stand it. But the day I hung that bag in there, the smell was gone.
Those bags saved Travis's truck after duck season.
Yep. That's why I'm telling y'all about it. Because if you have like stinky kids who play baseball and their gear lives in your vehicle, you can throw one in your car. And what you do is once a month, you take them out of your house and lay them in the sun for an hour in direct sunlight, and it recharges. So it like heats up the charcoal and that releases whatever odor it's absorbed. And what? Then you can keep using them.
Yeah. Then they last for like 6 months or a year.
You use them for 2 years. And then when you're done, you can open them up and compost them. So,
hey,
this is a very nice compost episode.
It is
super compost heavy.
In fact, so I got a set that you can get like five of them at a time on Amazon for Christmas. And I love them so much. We bought another set and now every room in our house has one.
And both of our cars. And do you know what I want to do with them? Because I think this is brilliant.
What?
Throw a couple in the compartments on the boat.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that menhaden smell.
Boom.
Yeah,
get rid of the menhaden oil smell. How delightful is that?
That might be too much for the bags.
Too soon?
The old bags.
They may just compost themselves.
The old bags.
Compost themselves.
No, I thought when you put that on there, I was like, she's going to do ridiculous. There's going to be two things that are not outdoor related. But really, that's... You can throw them in wherever you store your waders.
Yeah.
Like there's so many things you can do.
You can't get them wet though. Like
you can't get them wet.
Yeah.
Can't get them wet. Can't feed them after midnight. What movie is that from? No idea. She has no idea.
Gremlins.
Thank you, Nathan. God almighty. Like this group. Like
so
this,
if you can't get them wet, Travis shouldn't take them duck hunting.
No, it can't. I can't touch them, period. All right.
Oh boy.
The last thing I have is a movie. Because you know I love movie trailers. I love movie trailers more than I love movies. Have you seen the Greyhound trailer, Nate?
I have seen it. I have seen it.
Are you ready to go?
It looks good. Yeah. It looks really good.
Like, okay.
It looks stressful, though.
I made Emily watch it today. Kayla, you haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I don't think so.
Tom Hanks.
It's a war movie.
It's set in 1942. They're transporting troops to London, I think, so they can stage there. And it says the only thing more dangerous in the front lines is getting there. And it's about the wolf packs, the German submarines that are like attacking the fleets that are going over. And it looks.
I really like war movies. I don't know
intense.
Why, but I do.
There's this scene where they got the sonar and it's dunk, dunk, like he's on a boat and it's like the little spinning sonar and they turn the dial on it. They hear something talking to them and they turn the dial on it and it starts spinning and it's just dots everywhere. And it's like, uh-oh.
Whoa. I love
It's like horror movie-esque, but that was like based on actual events or something like that. So Greyhound looks like legit. You know that I'm a sucker for veterans. I'm a sucker for war movies. I'm a sucker for all of that Americana type stuff. And I'm pumped about that. I was like, oh my God, this is like, it's like almost like him tangentially connected to Saving Private Ryan again.
Yeah, I was going to say, any war movie with Tom Hanks in it is going to be good, right?
100%.
So it's got to be good.
I'm here for it.
I love Tom Hanks. I love everything about
him. Yeah, he's so good.
Should we do an episode in November called Hanksgiving?
Please.
Yeah, and then we'll get a cease and desist letter.
Just talk about how much we love Tom Hanks.
Nate, is there anything else you want to discuss here? Like, this is a safe space. Is there anything that you're uncomfortable with? Anything you need to discuss? Anything you need to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Kaylee, Emily, anything at all in your heart, in your mind?
No.
Just, you know, just wash your hands, everyone. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of...
And half of it can be stopped by washing your hands, so just wash your hands.
And
which
like,
should just be normal practice,
right?
Right?
Why aren't we washing our hands already?
Yes, this is
my
question.
Why is there soap off the like, why isn't there any soap anywhere?
Why ain't y'all been buying soap
right
to begin with?
And why is toilet paper gone? What does that have to do with anything?
Yes. Thank you. Good things. But aside from that,
stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Make sure you check back in with us on Thursday for Cast and Blast Conversations. Season 2 kicks off this week with Gabby Hoffman. Gang, if you haven't already done so, would you please leave us a review on iTunes? Heck, if you've already done it, how about using your wife's phone, your boss's phone, your buddy's phone, any phone you can get your hands on? Let's dial up the reviews, as that helps more people find the show. If you want to take supporting the show a step further, don't forget to check us out on Patreon. You can click the link in the show notes. Thank you guys again so much for spending a little time with us. Hope you all have a great week.